New Hampshire House Speaker Sherm Packard, live GMI Studios. Mr. Speaker, I know you're busy. Thank you for the time. How are you?
I'm pretty good this morning. Am I correct to understand that it's somebody's birthday today?
J-Dog or Corey, it's not your birthday, is it?
Not mine. I'm 10 days older. Yeah.
Thank you, sir, for the wish. It's an anniversary, and I just don't focus on it that much, but thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Well, What do we got this morning, Jeff?
Well, I know you're busy. We had the governor on earlier, Mr. Speaker, and Governor Sununu sent a letter to the legislature. He talked about it this morning on the show on our network of news talk stations. His view of redistricting. He said it may not be how it ends up, but he said if he's going to veto something, he wanted to give his input. His words exactly, you've probably heard this, it makes the first district slightly more Republican, the second slightly more Democrat, but still competitive. Have you had a chance to review the governor's letter? Are the lines of communication open? Where does this go, Mr. Speaker?
Well, yes, I have reviewed, his letter and looked at his map. And what now? We have a number of different proposals under advisement that we're going to look into. And, we will be obviously, consulting with the other branches of government to make sure what we put forward passes. So this is obviously something that's absolutely high on our priority list right now to make sure that we can pass a redistricting bill that the House will accept, the Senate will accept, and the governor will accept. So there's a number of proposals on the table right now.
What do you say to people who don't know much about this whole redistricting? If they're not in the political world, if they're not in the state house, if they're not running for office, if they're not a political wonk, they don't really understand some of this stuff. What do you say? Why does it matter, the whole redistricting?
Well, I mean, redistricting is something that puts guidance for the next 10 years. And, the Senate, the state Senate districts, the state House districts, the county commissioner districts, the congressional districts, and the executive council districts. So I agree with you. I think the vast majority of the people, a good portion of the people in the state probably don't understand it. And it's, with everything else going on, the disastrous policies coming out of Washington, this isn't something they're focusing on when they're paying, $4.25, $4.50 for a gallon of gasoline. So, but it is something that will affect, almost every citizen of the state of New Hampshire over the next 10 years.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. What else do we have legislatively that, as you put it, with everything else going on that we're not really catching this morning?
Well, I mean, we've obviously, all the bills that the Senate passed just came over to us, and we're sending over all the bills that we passed over to the Senate. So, the next month is going to be extremely busy, our crossover of bills, obviously that, we're going to be done May 26th for, this year in our session. So in the next 2 months, I mean, we've got our work cut out for us.
I appreciate it. Yep.
If I can, Jack, I just like to add, something, for your listeners to contemplate. Where we are as a state, and the governor touched on it, and I'd just like to add a few things. Every month we're adding more jobs. Our unemployment rate is just about 2%. The private sector has added over 5,000 jobs. Right now, we're rated, New Hampshire, the best place for families and small businesses to live and work in. We're the fastest growing in the Northeast. National rankings show our state has the most personal freedom and economic freedom in the nation. And according to the Cato Institute, New Hampshire is ranked first overall for freedom. We're third in the nation on the least overall tax burden. We're fourth on government services. and this is all underneath Republican leadership. So when citizens are out there thinking about, you know, who they should vote for, I would hope they would look at what we have accomplished over the past year and a half and what we're going to continue to accomplish, and realize that, you know, Republicans are the best bet that they're going to get for their, well, I wouldn't say money because they don't get paid anything, but, you know, get for their own personal finances and their own personal ability to be free and have the lowest cost possible.
Well, I appreciate it. And, you know, it is a pretty good place to wake up and go to bed, too. Thank you, Mr. Speaker, on this Wednesday morning. House Speaker Sherm Packer joining us live at GMI Studios. Thank you, sir. Make it a good Wednesday.
Thank you, Chuck. Bye.